Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz, Daf Mem Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Alocha Aleph. The one on the top of the Almud says, Rav Yitzchok Bar Nachman, he quoted Rav Shimon Ben Lokish Shoal. Rav Shimon Ben Lokish asked a question, Rav Chanino. What was the question? Hakoinim Omon Umoyov Mao. When you buy a land in the area of Omon Umoyov, is there a Din Shemitah or not? Omar Lei Kashisa Kamei Rav Yoso. So he said, I had a problem with this question. Leis Amun Umoyev de Moshe? Meaning Amun Umoyev was discussed in the Torah. And Amun Umoyev, big parts of it were not allowed to Am Yisrael to conquer it. It says, Leisizg Ba'amut Milchama, you're not allowed to start a war. And some areas were allowed because Sichon took it. So we know, if it was allowed to be conquered, it's Eretz Yisrael. And if not, that. So what's the question about Amun Umoyev? It's Beferish in the Torah. Omar Amono, Kashisa Kamir of Chagai. Ramona had a similar question, he asked of Chagai. A, list Amun Umoyev de Moshe. First of all, we know Amun Umoyev Moshe. Now, even if you're not sure what is the Amun Umoyev Moshe, list Amun Umoyev de Ablozov Nazar. Ablozov Nazar in the Mishnah discussed Amun Umoyev. There's a discussion there in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, Machlaikis, Rabbon Ablozov Nazar, how do we treat Amun Umoyev in Shemitah? They both agree it doesn't have Gdusha Shemitah, you have to do Maiser. The question is, do you do Maiser Sheni or Maiser Oni? So you see from that Mishnah of Loz Barazayu that clearly we treat Amun Umoyev as Chutzlaretz. And there's no Gdusha Shemitah. So what is exactly the question of Rish Lakish? So answers the Gemara, that's how Rav Chaim explains the sugyo. Omer Beis Bar Aboin explained the question. Ksiv ki cheshbon ir sichoin melech ha'imoyuhi. There's areas that belong to Amun Umoyev. But sichoin, he conquered it from Amun Umoyev. So Kishbo told Am Yisrael when they went out of Mitzrayim, you cannot conquer Amun Umoyev. But certain areas of Amun Umoyev were conquered by Sichon, and Am Yisrael conquered from Sichon. So here's the question. Shimon, that's a question of Shimon Lakish. Tarum yet Sichon v'oik? Iloi taro. The fact that Sichon took away from Amun Umoyev, did he be mitaret, meaning he purified it, to allow Am Yisrael to conquer it or not? Itamer taro. If he was mitarid, meaning he made it open and available for Am Yisrael to conquer, Chayevis, he has the mitzvah Shemitah. In Tehmer Shalar Tarah, meaning it still belongs to Amun Umoyev, it's not considered that it was taken away from Amun Umoyev. Ptur doesn't have Din of Shemitah because Amun Umoyev, Shmuel said, it won't be part of Eretz Yisrael. Omar of Tarchumo, look at the pasuk that says regarding Sichoin, it says Hachel Rash, which means the first simple understanding means start conquering it. And then it says Loresh Esar Tzoy to conquer his land. So what is a Chel Rash in the beginning? It's more Darshans. Asisi is Artsoy Chulin Lefanecho. Hachel lo shel Chulin. It's Chulin. Meaning even though Amun Umoyev you're not allowed to conquer, the area that Sichon conquered from Amun Umoyev, that you're allowed to conquer. And that is the Din of Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas the Gemara and asked the following. Rav Chunah Boy, Mishrei Ahen Yavluna. This is the name of a place, and the question is, does it has a din of Eretz Yisrael or not? Also, the Gabir Amano, Omer Lehi, Halecho Chosu, go, I want you to sign that this has a din of Chutz La'aretz. Veloi Kabil Alayo Michtum. He didn't agree to sign. He felt that he is not sure this is has a din of Chutz La'aretz. Lamachar Kami Mei Rav Chir Bar Madyo. The next day, Rav Chir Bar Madyo came in front of Amano. Omer Lehi, Yois Abad Steloi Chatams. It's a good thing he didn't sign. Why? To Rav Yoina Avuch, Rav Yoina, your father, Havoma, used to say, Antoninus, we know, he was the Roman king, and he was very friendly with Rebbe. So Rebbe and Antoninus, the Gemara goes on many places, speaks about the friendship that was between Rebbe and Antoninus. So the Gemara says that Antoninus Yovele Rebbe, Antoninus gave Rebbe, train Alfin Dishnin for 2,000 years Barisu. This area, Antoninus gave Rebbe to be the Oris, to be the sharecropper for 2,000 years. Meaning, for a very, very long time, Rebbe is the one who is going to control it, but he doesn't own it. And therefore what? The figure nechal avaloi nevot. You can eat the fruits. It doesn't have the Gdusha Shemitah on the fruits, but it doesn't. But you're not allowed to work the land, because still Rebbe is the one holding on to it. It has a din kesura. Syria is the area that David HaMelech conquered. It's not Mamash Eretz Yisrael. But he's still not allowed to work in Shemitah. It's Potter B'Maisa because it's owned not by Rebbe. It's owned by Antoninus. So because Antoninus is the owner, so it's potter with a meiser. Mitzat shmita, you're not allowed to work it, but it doesn't have a kedusha shmita. So you know exactly what this location has. It's not completely potter, it's not completely chutzaretz, it's something in between. And the Indian of Surya will learn Be'ez Hashem in the next Mishnah. Kutir is the Gemara of Zayin Amud Beis, Koshi Chziko Yechulei, recording the Mishnah regarding what's the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, what's the area was considered to be Kibush Anshe Bavel, the Kibush that came when they came from Bavel, and that outside of that there's only Kibush Mitzrayim. So the Mishnah said, Mikzi V'Adanor V'Adamono. How do you read Mikzi V'Adanor V'Adamono? So the Gemara explains, if Uno Omar Kini Mestisa, the way you read the Mishnah, Mikzi V'Adanor, Mikzi V'Adamono. Meaning if you Mikzi V'Til the river, which is to the east. So from Ksiv is in the middle of the northern border. From there to the east, until the Nar, is the area which is not Kibush Bavel. And from there to the west, until Amana, is also not Kibush Bavel. So when, even though the Mishnah says, Miksiv ad the Nar ad the Mana, it doesn't mean from Ksiv till the Nar and then till Amana. It means from Ksiv till the Nar to the right, and then Miksiv to the Amana to the left. Continues the Gemara and says, Tani Ezohi Ha'aretz. What is Eretz Yisrael? What is the border of Eretz Yisrael? What is chutzlartz? Kol sheshefea miturei hamono v'lifnim Eretz Yisrael, miturei hamono v'lachutz chutzlartz. So this is also a Gemara brought down the Bavli and Gittin, and Rashi there learns, the idea is that turei hamono, or mountains, called turei avnoin, that's what the Gemara calls it in Gittin, and that is in the northern side of Eretz Yisrael, really the northwest. Whatever goes to the top of the mountain to the south is Eretz Yisrael. From the top of the mountain to the north is Chutz La'aretz. The top of the mountain is the border. So that's what the Braisa says. Kol she'shefea miturei hamono v'lifnim Eretz Yisrael to the south. Turei hamono v'lachutz to the north, Chutz La'aretz. Hanisim shebayam. Referring here to the islands, which are in the west and the sea. You see as if there's a string from the Turei Amnon, which is the northern west border, and the string goes straight down until you get to the Nachal Mitzrayim, the river, which is in the southwest border. You imagine it as if there is a straight line from the mountain until the river, and then Me'achut v'lifnim Eretz Yisrael, anything to the east of that string, of that line, is Eretz Yisrael. Me'achut v'lachutz Chutz La'aretz. Anything western than line is Chutz La'aretz. So if I have islands which are in the sea, but they are to the right of the straight line going from the mountain to Nachal Mitzrayim, it will be Eretz Yisrael. Any islands to the left will be Chutz La'aretz. Meaning we're talking here about the western border of Eretz Yisrael, which is the sea. We don't say that the beach will be the border. There is actually some area of Eretz Yisrael that goes into the water. Rabbi Yudoi, Rabbi Yudoi argues, Kol shu keneged Eretz Yisrael, areu ke Eretz Yisrael. Anything in front of Eretz Yisrael in the sea is part of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning he learns the Mediterranean, which is in the west of Eretz Yisrael, is all part of Eretz Yisrael. Any island over there is part of Eretz Yisrael. Sheneimar v'gvul yom, v'yalachem yamagodol v'gvul. So it says the Yamagodol is the Gvul, meaning the entire sea is part of the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, part of the border. Shebetzdodimem, so what is going to be the border? You have to go to the north and south of the Mediterranean. What will be the borders that you're saying? From north from there, it's not Eretz Yisrael. South of that is not Eretz Yisrael. Shebetzdodimem, atrei oisav kiluchut matoch mikaflario v'adokianus. You see as if there's a string, as if there's a straight line for Kafayo, which is a city on top of Turei Amnon. It's the Turei Amnon that we mentioned before, which is the northwest of Eretz Yisrael. From there, you take a straight line from that mountain, from the top of the mountain, from the city called Kaflayo. You go in a straight line to your left, meaning to the west, and go straight until you reach the Okeanos, which is the ocean. Everything there, Mechutz Lifnim Eretz Yisrael, Mechutz Chutz La'aretz, from this string up to the north is Chutz La'aretz, from the string down to the south is Eretz Yisrael, and that's all going to be part of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Gittin brings another line that in Hagor Sagor he adds it, that also you have another string from Nachal Mitzrayim at Yam HaKadosh. You have two strings, two straight lines, from the northwest straight to the west, and one from the southwest straight to the west, which means including the entire Mediterranean in the middle is part of Eretz Yisrael, And there's a discussion in the Poskim, what about the land which are not islands? Areas in Europe which are in go inside the area which is right across from Eretz Yisrael, the Mediterranean, is that part of Eretz Yisrael or not, according to this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Concludes the Gemara, it says, Omer Avyusto Bar Shunam, Kesheagiwa Golios de Turi Amnon. Now that we learn Turi Amnon is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. So when all the people from Golos will come back to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to come through that area in the north, Hemasidos Loimash Shiro. They come and say Shiro, meaning that will be the border. Reb Chaim adds here, all the people from Eretz Yisrael will come and greet the Anshei Chutzos coming back from Golos. And Anshei Chutzos will come from the north through Turi Amnon. And they're going to meet there in that Gvul, because people of Eretz Yisrael cannot leave the Chutzarts. So that's where they're going to meet, in the place of Amno. And that's where they're going to have Shiro. And how do you see what's the source of the Pasuk? Matam Tashuri Miroish Amono. The word Dashans will be singing in the top of the mountain of Amono, the place where all the Golius will come back to Eretz Yisrael. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Mem Zayin.